You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Spooner Health and Tamarack Health have announced a new collaborative effort to expand primary care access. The organizations will expand their partnership to allow Tamarack Health physicians to provide primary care services on the Spooner Health campus, as well as the creation of an OB outreach program to combine prenatal and postpartum care in Spooner with delivery services at Tamarack Health Hayward Medical Center. Inadequate access to primary care services was a common complaint shared in the 2025 Washburn County Community Health Needs Assessment Survey. Barron County Department of Health and Human Services officials say they're preparing to take steps to protect against a measles outbreak should the highly contagious disease appear in the Northwest region. Wisconsin has now seen multiple confirmed cases of measles over recent weeks amid dropping vaccination rates over the years. The MMR vaccination rate for children under 2 in Barron County has dropped from 83% in 2013 to just 69% in 2024. Health officials are urging all residents to get the MMR vaccine to prevent further spread of the disease. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters with disabilities to secure their spot for the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities by September 15th. The special hunt is scheduled to run from October 4th to 12th on sponsored private properties across the state. Interested hunters should be aware that some properties can accommodate more hunters than others, so they should contact those property owners as soon as possible. The program provides hunting opportunities for around 400 hunters with disabilities each year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning ATV and UTV riders across the state that there will be an increased law enforcement presence for the holiday weekend. According to a press release, the Think Smart Before You Start safety campaign will take place between Friday and Sunday. The campaign will see additional conservation wardens and law enforcement officers patrolling ATV and UTV trails, monitoring for risky behaviors, and providing safety tips to riders. The DNR has reported 27 fatal ATV and UTV crashes so far this year. The body of a Minnesota man who had been missing since Thursday was found in Ashland County on Sunday night. The Ashland County Sheriff's Office says they received a request to investigate an abandoned vehicle in the township of Morse at around 5 p.m. on Sunday. After locating the vehicle, they determined that it belonged to Frank Wilson of Gogebic County, who suffered from dementia and had last been seen early on Thursday morning. After searching the area, law enforcement authorities recovered his body at around 11 p.m. The Superior Police Department arrested a Duluth man on Friday following a foot chase involving a firearm in the area of 27th Avenue East. According to law enforcement authorities, officers responded to a reported shooting at around 2 p.m. on Friday. They quickly located the two suspects, who attempted to flee on foot. One of the suspects allegedly attempted to discard his firearm in a nearby shrub before the foot pursuit ended. Officers later determined that no shots had been fired during the incident, which is now being described as a domestic dispute. The lawsuit, filed by an Ashland-based contractor against the City of Rice Lake and Rice Lake Utilities Commission, has been closed about 2 months after it was filed. The lawsuit was filed by M. Jolma in June and argued that the company was improperly passed over for an infrastructure improvement project despite submitting the lowest bid for the contract. A Barron County judge ruled against a temporary injunction request that would have paused the project while the lawsuit was pending, and last week it was dismissed with prejudice, so it can't be filed again. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents to put safety first and be patient if they're traveling for Labor Day weekend. DOT officials say many road construction projects will be paused for the holiday weekend, but residents should still be cautious when driving in work zones. The DOT website features a list of projects that will continue throughout the weekend, including a number in the Northwest Wisconsin region, like on southbound I-94 in Eau Claire County, US 53 South in Barron County, and Wisconsin 13 in Bayfield and Ashland counties. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced legislation to provide premium-free insurance coverage for certain military members. The Healthcare for Our Troops Act would provide zero cost-sharing coverage for all members of the National Guard and Reserve who are eligible for TRICARE Reserve Select, as well as seeking to address financial barriers that could prevent service members from accessing mental health care. The legislation would also allow service members to complete their annual medical readiness requirements with their own civilian provider. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation to add more protections for tenants of factory-built homes. State Senator Jesse James of Thorpe cited a number of persistent housing issues across the state, including limited new construction, growing urban populations, and decreasing affordability among the reasons that residents have been turning to alternative housing options like the manufactured homes. The proposed bill would require the owners of the communities to provide at least 90 days written notice before shutting down a community or site. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The return of the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball Tonight. The Brewers host the Diamondbacks for game 3 of their 4-game series. The Crew with another dramatic win, 9-8. Last night over Arizona, Jacob Mizorowski on the mound for Milwaukee. After a few shaky starts, he was back in form. 5 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, allowing 3 runs. The Miz asked if he had a little more confidence in his command.
I mean, it's the same. I don't think I changed the intent on any game, you know, these last 2 or 3, but it feels good to feel like I'm back.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Thought Miz threw the ball well. This is a really good offensive team, as you guys have witnessed. You get ahead of them, it doesn't matter. But I thought we showed tremendous poise, resiliency.
NFL. The Packers reduced their roster to 53 players. Today, they're adding 16 players to their practice squad. The team also signed long snapper Matt Orzech to a 3-year contract extension worth $4.8 million. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. A new Kobe Bryant biopic is in the works at Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers acquired a script based on the dramatic true story of the NBA legend joining the Los Angeles Lakers. The film is supposed to be called With the 8th Pick, which makes no sense because he was drafted 13th overall by the Charlotte Hornets. The film has no release date set just yet. Well, in case you missed it, Taylor is engaged. Yes, Swifties, that Taylor. Travis Kelce popped the question 2 weeks after Swift announced her new album on the New Heights podcast and the week before football season officially starts. Swift then posted on Instagram saying, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." I mean, that is if your English and gym teacher have a total of $1 billion combined. And this post is crushing Instagram numbers with nearly 18 million likes in just 3 hours. Will it be Travis Swift or Taylor Kelce? Well, I recently went to the theaters and saw a couple movies to look forward to. Seniors, a film about a 59-year-old, Mike Flint, who after nearly 4 decades returns to his alma mater to take the hit that changed everything. Bruised, doubted, and nearly broken, he pushes for one more game. Not for glory, but for his teammates he lost, the family he fractured, and the ending he still believes is possible. This upcoming football movie is set to release September 19th. A24's upcoming film, Marty Supreme, is based on Marty Reisman, Timothy Chalamet, who pursues his dream of becoming a champion table tennis player. And check out the trailer on YouTube. It looks awesome. This film is set to release on Christmas Day of this year. Lots of other releases feature Black Phone 2, Tron Ares, The Running Man featuring Glenn Powell, and Avatar Ash and Fire. Lots of movies to look forward to for the end of 2025. According to People News, Kenosha native Mark Ruffalo says he ate a lot of Philly cheesesteak sandwiches to prepare for his upcoming role. This just might be the best way to prepare for a role I've ever heard of. I just put a bunch of weight on, Ruffalo said. And no, this wasn't for Hulk. For that, he eats a lot of pesto. Sorry, that one was bad. This was in preparation for his role in the upcoming show Task, in which he stars as an FBI agent leading a task force to end a string of violent robberies. Task is set to premiere on September 7th on HBO Max. The Rock was scared. That sentence may have never been said before this beat. According to Puberty, Dwayne The Rock Johnson said he was scared to make a serious, raw, and gritty film. Of course, I'm talking about his role as UFC legend Mark Kerr in the upcoming biopic, The Smashing Machine. Johnson said he had to dig into parts of himself he'd never explored before. Without Kevin Hart, this might have been his biggest challenge yet. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny with a slight chance of an isolated late afternoon thunderstorm. Our high in the low to mid 70s today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms will drop into the low 50s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high right around 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.